It's Wednesday, April 21st. I'm Akila Hughes.
And I'm Gideon Resnick, and this is What a Day, where we just remembered that courts can sometimes work.
Yeah, it doesn't mean our country's fixed, but it is better than nothing.
Yes, thank you to the jury.
On today's show, we're going to jump straight to the latest with the big news of the day. Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin has been found guilty, guilty, guilty for the death of George Floyd. Here's Judge Peter Cahill reading the jury's verdict yesterday.
We, the jury, in the above-entitled matter as to count one, unintentional second-degree murder while committing a felony, find the defendant guilty. As to count two, third-degree murder perpetrating an eminently dangerous act, find the defendant guilty. As to count three, second-degree manslaughter, culpable negligence, creating an unreasonable risk, find the defendant guilty. This verdict agreed to this 20th day of April 2021 at 1:45 p.m.
Yeah, the jury reached its decisions relatively swiftly after a three-week trial. They deliberated for only about 10 hours in total. Chauvin looked unemotional as the verdict was read. His bail was revoked, and he was led out of the courtroom in handcuffs shortly afterwards, and it was all over very quickly.
Right, and there's another step in the process. You know, he's guilty, but his punishment is still TBD. So let's quickly go over when we can expect that sentencing.
Yeah, so Judge Cahill said that sentencing would be in roughly 8 weeks. Chauvin could face up to 40 years in prison, and Judge Cahill will be overseeing the sentencing process himself. That's because he can grant what's called, quote, upward departure, in which more time is added to Chauvin's sentence based on extra aggravating factors. The defense and prosecution will both be arguing for what they think is appropriate. But remember that Derek Chauvin isn't the only officer on trial for the death of George Floyd. In August, the other three officers who were on the scene are scheduled to be tried as well.
Yeah, there have been tons of responses, of course, but let's zero in for a moment on what Minnesota's Attorney General Keith Ellison had to say.
I would not call today's verdict justice, however, because justice implies true restoration, but it is accountability.
Yeah, so that refrain was heard all day yesterday, and in terms of how the case got to where it did, it's very obvious that Ellison played a very significant role.
Yeah, I mean, for one thing, in June of last year, Ellison's office took over the prosecution from Hennepin County's attorney, and he pretty immediately pursued more aggressive charges here, like that second-degree murder charge, after protesters had demanded more. And never forget that the initial dispatch from Minneapolis police was simply headlined, quote, "Man dies after medical incident during police interaction." Yet another reminder of the skepticism with which we should treat police statements. But it was also crucial that a bystander, Darnella Frazier, who was just 17 at the time, recorded what actually happened and testified during the trial. When we spoke with Ellison last June, he explained how important the community was in this case.
I very much doubt that I would be having the case now if it weren't for the public sentiment. I think that part of what explains my role is, one, now we got statewide resources. That's a good thing. But also, it may be in the minds of some helped. This may have helped public sentiment and hopefully built some community trust.
Yeah, that's right. There was very little then. I don't know that there's so much more now, but it definitely was a step forward.
Yeah. And President Biden spoke from the White House yesterday, too, about that specific part of this. He said that it took so much to get to this verdict when it shouldn't have to be this way, while still commending police who testified in the trial against Chauvin.
Let's also be clear that such a verdict is also much too rare. For so many people, it seems like it took a unique and extraordinary convergence of factors. A brave young woman with a smartphone camera, a crowd that was traumatized, traumatized witnesses, a murder that lasts almost 10 minutes in broad daylight, for ultimately the whole world to see. Officers standing up and testifying against a fellow officer instead of just closing ranks, which should be commended. A jury who heard the evidence, carried out their civic duty in the midst of an extraordinary moment, under extraordinary pressure. For so many, it feels like it took all of that for the judicial system to deliver a just basic accountability.
Yeah, it is a shame that you had to have all of those pieces and it wasn't just a foregone conclusion.
Yeah, that's right. And he and many, many others spoke about passing the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act as well. That federal police reform bill passed the House, but is waiting for its day in the Senate. So that is some of the reaction from officials. But Akilah, let's talk about the responses from activists, people on the ground, and Floyd's family.
So those sounds that you're hearing are the joy and relief of the people gathered outside the Minneapolis courthouse once they heard Chauvin was declared guilty. The community was huddled around cell phones playing the live feed of the verdict. And afterwards, there was huge applause, honking, and cheers ringing throughout the city for more than an hour. And it wasn't just in Minneapolis, but also in cities around the world. Just like when we took to the streets this summer, people celebrated a police officer being held accountable and convicted as a murderer. Like over in Chicago, a rogue radio operator broadcast the verdict reading over police airwaves just to make sure they heard it.
Amazing. Salute to whoever that was.
Yeah, it was honestly heroic. But most importantly, George Floyd's family finally saw accountability for the tragedy that they endured. Here's a clip of Floyd's brother, Philonis, after the guilty verdicts.
Today, you have the cameras all around the world to see and show what happened to my brother. It was a motion picture, the world seeing his life being extinguished. And I could do nothing but watch, especially in that courtroom over and over and over again as my brother was murdered. Times, they're getting harder every day. 10 miles away from here, Mr. Wright, Dante Wright.
That's right. Yeah.
He should still be here. We ought to always understand that we have to march. We will have to do this for life.
Yeah, it's just really sad to think about somebody having to watch that happen to their brother. You know, it's just, I don't even know what else to say.
Yeah, it's devastating. And, you know, you keep talking about accountability and not justice, which was also this theme that emerged in the many statements that came out following the guilty verdicts.
That's right. So I know I've said on the show before that true justice can't be served when someone is killed like this by the police. And beyond that, this is a systemic issue. And within that system, we currently have to reckon with the extrajudicial killings of Dante Wright, whose funeral is tomorrow, and Adam Toledo, a child. I mean, even yesterday, in the shadow of that major verdict, police in Columbus, Ohio, shot and killed a 15-year-old black girl. Reports say that she called them for help. So, you know, I guess all the conservatives who like to tweet at all of us that who are you going to call when something happens? Probably not the police. Probably not. So we can't have a conversation about justice when there's still been no accountability in the deaths of so many in this country by the hands of police officers. And contrary to popular belief, it is not the job of police to kill anyone. It's their job to bring people in. They're not the law. It's their job to uphold the law. And if they can't do that, they should get a new fucking job. Personally, I'm overjoyed today. This is only the second police officer convicted in the history of the state of Minnesota. And that doesn't mean that police have never made mistakes. It means that the justice system shielded them from consequences for their actions. You know, us regular citizens don't have that protection, especially not women, especially not black men or black women or trans men or women or gay or bi or undocumented or most of us in this country. We just don't get that protection. And people from all of those backgrounds I just mentioned, and a bunch of cool white people too, marched and voted and demanded change. And I'm just so happy that those actions weren't in vain. And I'm hopeful that this is a powerful first step of many powerful steps. We need to stop inflating law enforcement budgets. They don't need tanks. They don't need to attack our First Amendment rights. We need to root out all the bad apples because the bunch has long been spoiled. And we all need to do what we can. Local elections matter. If you care about justice, you'll research and vote in your local judge elections. If you care about equality, you'll call your congressional officials and pressure them to pass meaningful police reform legislation. And if they refuse, you'll commit to voting them out and telling others to do the same. We have to move forward. It's 2021. It's not 1921. It's not 1821. And we're not going back. But that's the latest for now.
Five years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is Brian Tyler Cohen, host of the No Lie podcast, which is part of Crooked Media. You've likely seen my videos online or watched me torture Tommy Vitor as part of our series on YouTube, but this week I've got a really exciting episode. I'm interviewing the 44th president of the United States, Barack Obama. So if you want to tune in and hear what he's got to say, including a definitive answer as to whether or not aliens are real, make sure to listen by searching for No Lie with Brian Tyler Cohen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You live for planning the perfect trip, the thrill of comparing hotels, scoring that impossible reservation, and piecing together an unforgettable itinerary. You already think like a travel advisor, so why not just be one? Fora is a modern travel agency built for people who love to plan vacations and help others travel well. As a Fora advisor, you'll be set up for success with best-in-class training, powerful booking tools, and a vibrant global community of experts sharing real insider tips. Fora helps you turn your love of planning vacations into a business with a flexible, meaningful stream of income, with commission on every hotel, cruise, and activity you book. And with access to more than 7,000 preferred partners, you'll unlock VIP perks like upgrades, resort credits, and late checkout, giving you and your clients the kind of elevated travel experiences regular travelers simply don't get. Getting started is as easy as booking trips for people you already know. Become a Fora advisor today at foratravel.com/earn. That's foratravel.com/earn.
Let's wrap up with some headlines.
Headlines.
The European Union's drug regulatory agency said yesterday that it had found a, quote, possible link between Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine and extremely rare blood clots, but that the benefits outweigh the risks and the vaccine should still be distributed. And this comes after the vaccine was put on hold in Europe following reports of rare blood clots in the U.S. And these were the same cases the EU's agency examined to make their decision to resume distribution. The safety committee did recommend that a warning be added to the J&J label. And now member states in the EU will be equipped with the information they need and can decide how to move forward. Overall, this process may signal how U.S. regulators will proceed after the CDC and FDA ordered a pause of the J&J's vaccine use in the U.S.
The long-serving president of Chad was pronounced dead yesterday after sustaining injuries during clashes against rebels. Idriss Déby was leading soldiers on the front lines in their battle against members of a rebel group of army dissidents known as FACT. Déby had been in power for 30 years and was recently projected to win his controversial sixth term after an election last month. Opposition parties in the country boycotted that election amid accusations that Déby was silencing his opponents with violent crackdowns. FACT had also been ramping up their efforts to oust Déby in the weeks leading up to the election, perpetuating a state of chaos and clashes within the country. Now the country's military is stepping in and creating a transitional government led by Déby's brother, who is a general.
The city of Birmingham, Alabama, celebrated 420 by getting so high it forgot over 15,000 misdemeanor marijuana convictions.
Yay.
The city's Democratic Mayor Randall Woodfin announced that the convictions would be pardoned yesterday, saying that they had unfairly blocked people from getting jobs and providing for their families. Recreational marijuana is not legal in Alabama, but the Alabama House is set to vote on a Republican-backed medical marijuana bill soon. And we at WAD know this is a gateway law, and based on our experience, a recreational marijuana law shouldn't be far off.
That's right. Well, cancel your plans to get lost in a sea of orange shelves while looking for a rare screw that may not even exist. Religious leaders in Georgia are calling for a boycott of Home Depot following the company's completely insufficient response to voter suppression laws in the state. Home Depot is based in Georgia and did not speak out against the state's new anti-democratic voting law, even after statements from much bigger companies like Coca-Cola and Delta. This month, Home Depot said it supports elections that are, quote, accessible, fair, and secure, which is another way of saying saying they support both advocates and opponents of voting rights buying drills at Home Depot. The boycott is backed by the leaders of 1,000 majority black churches. Some Democrats and civil rights groups in Georgia have expressed concerns about boycotts and their potential to impact workers, but leaders behind the Home Depot boycott feel that the risk is worth taking. They see their action as a, quote, warning shot to other state legislatures that might advance similar laws. Also, just a heads up to other hardware stores I don't shop at. I'm not necessarily boycotting you. I just don't really like projects.
Yeah, I mean, screws are hard to find. It's a mess.
Yeah, I use the handy app, and those are the headlines.
That is all for today. If you like the show, make sure you subscribe, leave a review, find a rare screw at a non-Home Depot store, and tell your friends to listen.
And if you're into reading and not just weed pardons like me, What A Day is also a nightly newsletter. Check it out and subscribe at crooked.com/subscribe. I'm Akilah Hughes.
I'm Gideon Resnick.
And we'll be back tomorrow. And the day after that and forever.
Mm-hmm. Can't get rid of us, even if you want to.
What A Day is a production of Crooked Media.
It's recorded and mixed by Charlotte Landis.
Sonia Tun is our assistant producer.
Our head writer is John Milstein, and our executive producers are Leo Duran, Akilah Hughes, and me.
Our theme music is by Colin Gilliard and Kashaka.
If you guys like Pod Save America, please consider subscribing to our Friends of the Pod program. So Friends of the Pod get lots of stuff. You get more Pod Save America. That includes our new show, which is called Pod Save America Only Friends.
It's where Dan gets naked.
Where Dan gets full frontal nudity, but mostly it's a bi-weekly subscription-exclusive podcast that is basically Pod Save America, but behind a paywall. So it's a little bit looser and more fun. And it's Lovett and Favreau and me and Pfeiffer and then other Crooked hosts. We go deeper on the news and cover more stories. You also get Open Tabs, which is a weekly behind-the-scenes newsletter from the show. Plus, you get ad-free episodes of your favorite Crooked podcast and all kinds of other stuff. Dan will come to your house and clean it once every quarter.
Yeah, clothed.
Dan is very busy, clothed only. But along with just getting great content, becoming a friend of the pod, joining our subscription community, is the number one thing you can do to help us grow, to help independent progressive media. So if you've ever thought about doing it, if you ever wanted more Pod Save America, consider going to crooked.com/friends and becoming a friend of the pod.